Bud Light!
All righty, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM, and Arsenio Hall is with us.
How come you don't take more calls, man?
Well, some guys are, like this guy on line five. He's drunk and he's pissed at you. You want to talk to him?
Oh, no. No, that's not the one I meant. I meant the other four. That's my uncle.
All right. We do this every once in a while. We haven't done it in months, but it's always fun to do. You try to make Arsenio Hall laugh with your joke. And for the best joke tonight, we are going to give away a pair of tickets to the NASCAR Nationwide Series Camping World 300. August 30th at the Auto Club Speedway. Go to autoclubspeedway.com. And the winner has a chance to win a racer day experience with Likettes. And then the second prize we have for the second best joke is a family four-pack of tickets to the L.A. County Fair at the Pomona Fairplex. There's so much to do at the fair. It's unbelievable. There's a racetrack out there, too. You can bet on the races. Check it out. September 5th through the 28th. It's LACountyFair.com. LACountyFair.com. All right, the best joke wins a prize here.
And by the way, I'm relatively easy to make laugh because I'm an idiot.
Well,
I watch that Miley Cyrus show, and I fall out like Randy on the
is
ground.
That right?
Oh
wow.
God! And when Billy Ray gets a punchline,
oh boy!
Whoo!
Yeah, that is some, that is some good stuff.
Yes.
All right, here are the phone numbers. Your best joke, and please, folks, a couple of rules. Let's keep a limit of 20 minutes per joke, all right? Let's try to keep the jokes under 20 minutes, and let's try to keep them...
Tim, what? I was being clever, and you dumped me. Well, yeah. I can't say Richard?
No, you can say Richard.
My Richard's on fire?
You can say Richard all night, yeah.
Richard's on fire!
My Richard is sore. we can't shorten it until 11:05. Then we can go out in the parking lot and really blast away. All right, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Your favorite jokes, and we get some decent ones. And Arsenio also does stand-up, and if it's really good...
Now, do these have to be original, or can they just tell their favorite joke?
We'd like to get original jokes, but, okay. You know, sometimes...
Because that's hard, Tim. Yeah. As a matter of fact, one of the funniest jokes I've ever heard, Jay Leno told me last week, and it's an old, traditional, you know, three guys walking to a bar type joke. You know?
Well, what's the joke?
Well, it's not exactly a three guys walk. I gotta do
clean
this for
up.
The air. Do this for
right.
The air. Husband and wife are making love. They have a child. Kid comes into the room while they're making love, and I mean they're doing it violently. They're banging the headboard, and they're really going at it. And the kid looks, and the dad doesn't know what to, you don't know what to say when the kid walks in and you're making love, and you have a dumb look on your face, and you go talk to him. So they talk about it. The next night, the father hears noise coming from the kid's room. Father runs down the hall, looks in the room, and the kid is making love, effing the grandma.
Oh, boy.
Has holding her hair from behind, and the kid turns around, and he said, "It's not so funny when it's your mother." Huh, not so funny when it's your mother, huh?
That is so great.
Imagine Jay telling that. You don't know that side of Jay. He's a funny guy,
yeah.
Night and day.
It's one of the thousands of incest jokes that Jay loves to tell.
Wait. Now, by the way, when he told me they were making love in a missionary position, I just thought for radio, incest would be nice. I thought that from behind would be
absolutely
nice. I kind of added stuff.
Yeah. What is the movie that went around where everybody told the same joke?
That was Aristocrats.
Aristocrats. Yeah, I should know that. My dad's at the end of that movie.
And by the way, your dad's up for an Emmy. Have you heard that?
Yes, September. When are the Emmy Awards? In September or something? You don't know that. End of September?
I can't even get a date with a girl named Emmy, much less. I don't know nothing about the awards.
Dad's up for an award. For 30 Rock. Look at that.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a great show.
And I don't want to, it's going to sound like I'm, promoting the family here, but Most of the time when my dad does do like cameos or walk-ons or guest performances, he does usually get nominated nowadays for an Emmy Award. So if your show needs a little extra punch, I think you can call CAA and hire my dad for your show. No, he does. My dad is... He's at the point where he's turning a lot of stuff down. He turned down... Well, I'll tell you off the air what he turned down, because I don't want to say it on the air.
You know, but I run into him a lot.
Is that, well...
Because some of the stuff we don't turn down, we end up sitting in the lobby saying, are you next or am I? Or are they going to do the guy who does Scooby first? Right. Well, Frank Welker actually does Scooby. He's going first. Okay.
Yes. All right, let's start with a chick here. Jennifer in Downey. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey.
Hey.
Okay, so a guy goes up to a girl, right? Uh-huh. And he says, hey, what's up? And she goes, hey, what's up? And he goes, hey, do you want an Australian kiss? And she goes, what's that? And he goes, it's like French kissing, except down under.
Very good. Thanks, baby. Frank in Palm Springs, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Arsenio. Hey, Kenny.
Hey, Frank.
Salesman's in Vegas. He's been there a couple of weeks doing conventions. One night he goes to the... prostitute house, goes inside, lays down $500 and says, madam, please bring me the fattest peanut butter sandwich. And the madam says, sir, for $500 I can give you a beautiful woman and steak and lobster dinner. Salesman says, madam, I'm not horny, I'm homesick.
I love the usage of the original term prostitute house.
Yes.
And right after it, I thought that gave it flavor. Prostitute house.
I don't know if enough people could hear that joke through his cell phone breaking up. But have you heard that joke?
I couldn't hear anything. I have no idea what that joke was about.
The guy walks. I heard a similar version of it. Guy goes into a whorehouse, and he says, "Give me your ugliest whore who gives the worst sex ever. I got $1,000." And she says, "For $1,000, I can give you our best looking whore with the best sex ever." He says. Hey, listen, lady. He goes, I didn't say I was horny. I said I'm homesick. That's the joke. I don't know what peanut butter and jelly and steak had to do with it. All right. David and Fulton, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hi, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey. All right, what do you got?
Good. Farmer walks into his bedroom holding a sheep under his arm, and he says, honey, this is what I have sex with, a pig that I have sex with when you have a headache. And the wife kind of turns around, looks at him, and says, that's not a pig. And he says, I wasn't talking to you.
You know what we should do one night?
That's pretty good.
We just have people call and give us punchlines. I would just like to hear just a whole hour of people saying, no, that's a Long Island duck.
Right. Hold on one sec, David. You're in the running.
Right on.
David's in the running. That's a decent joke.
Yes, it was. Dave.
Yes.
You go, Dave.
All right. Mike in Pasadena. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
You guys are studs, man.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening.
How you guys doing?
Good. What do you got?
All right.
Well, there he goes. How about Lewis and Marietta? You're on 97.1.
Okay, this is a good one. Guy sitting at a bar, and another guy comes up to him, and he's looking at this guy in the bar, and the guy's staring there right in front of him. There's a little man playing the piano, just tiny little guy. And so the other guy walked in says, hey, where'd you get that? And he says, you see that guy over there in the corner? He'll grant you any wish. And he says, but just make sure whatever you tell him that he hears you properly. He's like, well, why is that? He's like, well, you don't really think I'd ask for a 10-inch pianist.
All right, hold on, dude.
Might have to put
That's
him
pretty
on.
Good. 10-inch
oh,
pianist.
Oh, gosh.
Pianist.
I didn't say ping pong balls. I said king.
All right, excellent. Those are two pretty good ones.
Yep.
Let's talk to Barbara in Torrance. You're on 97.1.
Hi. Guy's walking down the street, and he comes up to this mental institution, and there's this big old high fence, and he's walking along. All of a sudden, he hears 13, 13, 13, 13, and he's going, God, what is that? What is that? 13. And all of a sudden, he's just about to the end of it, and he sees a hole in the fence, and he says, I got to see what this is. And he looks in, and all of a sudden, this finger pokes him in the eye, and the next thing you know, he's going 14, 13, 13.
Can I take the last three callers with me to the Leno show next week?
That's pretty good.
They can sit on the couch and just do the work.
That's actually not a bad idea. Just bring in listeners to sit there and go, hey, so what have you been up to, Arsenio? Oh, Barbara will tell you.
Yeah, and you know, it's a great promotional tool for the show here.
Yes, you look know,
these,
at that.
These are all audience members from the Tim Conway Jr. show. Wednesday night members.
Yes. All right, Terry in Northridge, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys, how's it going? Love you both.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, two guys are walking down the street, and they see a dog licking his cojones. And one guy looks at the other guy and goes, man, I wish I could do that. And this guy goes, I don't know, he looks kind of mean. You might want to pet him first.
Oh, Sam heard that in West Hollywood.
Todd in North Hollywood, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hi.
Hey.
Listen, this mailman, he's getting ready to retire. It's his last day. So he's walking down the route, and he stops at this first house, and these old ladies give him a package. Say, what's this about? They said, well, we knew you're getting ready to retire, and it's your last day, and you know, always done a wonderful job. He says, thanks, you. Goes on down the way. Next couple, they hand him a $25 gift certificate to go out to eat. And he's like, what's this for? Well, we know you're getting ready to retire, and you've been such a great mailman. We really wanted to thank you. He says, thanks. Goes to the next house, and this lady says, come on in. He says, what? She says, come on in. She takes him upstairs, and she rocks his world three ways to Sunday. Brings him downstairs and makes him breakfast. Biscuits and gravy and bacon and eggs and pancakes and waffles and you name it, she's making it. He's getting ready to leave, and she hands him a dollar. And he says, what's the dollar for? I don't understand. She said, well, I told my husband you're getting ready to retire. What should we do? He said, screw the mailman. Give him a buck. And the breakfast was my idea.
He got Randy clapping.
All right, dude, that was good.
That was as funny as a top 10 list.
Very well told, too. That's my favorite so far. All right. Hold on 1 second, Bobo. Hey. There we go.
You know what else we got to do, Tim, is one night we have to take two callers at a time and do your mama jokes. Let the caller, you know, your mama's so old.
Or the cross-eyed jokes. Yeah.
My mama's so old. Her memory's in black and white. Well, your mama's old.
I like those jokes. Remember that you see that show on MTV? Your Mama?
Yeah.
That's a great show.
Absolutely.
I don't know why they don't have it on anymore. Maybe they do, and I miss it all the time.
That's actually a show I expected to appear on television like 30 years prior to that.
Yeah. It's because all your mama jokes.
Your mama jokes. I mean, when you're broke and you live in a ghetto, your mama jokes is all the entertainment you had.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have no bats and no helmets. You know,
there's one I remember. It said, your mama is so cross-eyed, she can read two books at once.
Your mama's so fat, when she wear a yellow coat, kids think it's a school bus.
We should do that one night.
Yeah, just take two
your
callers.
Your mama night.
Two callers at a time and let them battle. Whoever gets dissed has to get off there and take on the next caller.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Your mama says, oh, she owes Fred Flintstone a food stamp.
All right. Chris in Burbank, you're on 97.1 Free FM. You got a joke for us?
What up, big stud?
Hey, dude.
Hey, what's the difference between kinky and perverted?
I don't know.
Kinky is the feather. Perverted is the whole chicken.
Ah.
That's cute.
There you go.
That's cute.
Bobby in Lake Forest, you're on the air.
What's up, guys?
Hey, dude.
You guys are big studs.
Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you, sir.
All right, what'd the Puerto Ricans say to the Cubans?
I don't know.
Can I get some snow?
This is actually pretty good. Can I get some snow? Can I get some snow?
Great callers. Much better than the first time we did
this. Yes. These guys are the best, man.
First time we did it, all those Bill Handle callers were calling by mistake.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy and Oxnard, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, studs, how are you tonight?
Hey,
this was for Arsenio. Hey, Arsenio,
yo.
Why did the one-armed man cross the street?
Why?
To get to the secondhand store.
That's not bad.
You know, when I hear one-armed man, I get very sentimental about The Fugitive. You remember that?
You know, Arsenio Hall told me something that...
Versus the other Arsenio.
Yeah, this Arsenio Hall right here. He told me something. But that you never listen to, like, Mexican jokes or Jewish jokes.
Well, yeah, you know, what I said is that a guy was telling me a Mexican joke, and I stopped him because I know that when I'm not in the room... That's a black joke,
right.
You know? So I don't listen to no racist joke. You know, if a guy's like, okay, these two Jews, stop, that's it. No, because I know tomorrow is two niggas. Get your ass away from me. A racist is a racist. Get your ass away from me.
Get your ass away from me. All right. Ben in Sherman Oaks, you're on 97.1.
Hey, you guys. Great show.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, this guy is going through a village. There's a gathering, a hustler is over there, and he says, I have this donkey over here, and you pay me $10. If you can make the donkey laugh, I'll give you $100. This guy goes and says, okay, I'll do that. Gives his $10, goes over there to the donkey and says something to his donkey's ears. And the donkey starts laughing his head off. The guy gives him $100 and says, what's going on, man? Give me a chance and I'll give you $20. And if you could make the donkey cry, I'll give you $200. So this is no problem. He goes to the donkey, says something else.
Randy.
And the donkey starts crying. And he says, okay, here's your $200. Now that you ruined my business, at least tell me what you told the donkey. He says, well, first time I told the donkey that my wiener is bigger than yours, and the donkey started laughing. And the second time I just showed him my wiener, and he saw my wiener is bigger than his, and the donkey started crying.
Tim, the thing I love most is your listeners are so polite and considerate. Did you hear him struggling for a synonym for
penis?
Yeah,
let's see. Oh, dude. Oh, the wiener.
Right.
The kibasa.
All right, buddy. Where are you from originally?
Israel.
All right. Well, welcome to the United States.
Thank you.
All right.
And we enjoyed that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you got to work on the punchline there.
When you're struggling to try to find a word for penis,
the punchline is
Mr. Conway.
And what I did to make him cry, I showed him. That's it. Not I showed him. I took off my pants and I showed him. And I see I have a big wiener, and the donkey didn't like it. See, he cried. Yeah. You don't have to explain the joke. People either get it or they won't.
Less is more.
Yeah, much less. All right, Raymond in Fontana. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
All right. So, a man walks into the Empire State Building, goes all the way to the top floor. A guy standing there and flies out the window, comes back in. The guy goes, how'd you do that? He goes, the wind is so strong up here that if you jump out this window, it is going to suck you right back in. He goes, no, it's not. So he goes out and he shows him again. He goes, wow, okay, I'm going to try it. The guy jumps out the Empire State Building, falls all the way to the floor and dies. The janitor comes out and says, Superman, you got to stop playing like that.
Yeah. That's pretty good, dude. All right. It's not bad.
The meaner, the better.
Yes. All right, Alfonso in Temple City. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Okay, I'll try to clean it up and make it quick.
Wiener.
There's this couple. They've been married for 30 years. On the 30th anniversary, the wife wants to go to the same hotel they spent their honeymoon night at. So they get to the same hotel. They get the same honeymoon suite. She's in the bathroom dolling herself up, putting lingerie on, you know. He's just in bed, sitting there watching ESPN, and, you know, the bathroom door opens, and she comes out in her lingerie. She goes, chow, and he goes, I think I did a good job.
All right, dude. I'm sorry, we had to dump that because I can't tell you why we had to, but we had to. All right? There's something in there we couldn't play.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You can't describe, like, that kind of, sexual act.
The rules are so intense and so involved. I don't even know how you keep up. Sometimes you and Randy look at each other like G7's about to start, and then all of a sudden it's like, dump.
Yeah, well, it's something that can't really explain. Ah. All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Your best joke is going to get you a prize tonight if it's decent. And so far we have David Lewis, Barbara, and Todd in the running. And I think Todd's joke with the mailman is probably my favorite so far. And Barbara's with the 13-13-13 is also pretty good.
The computer says that Yakov Smirnoff is on line 3 from Oxnard.
Oh,
so when
good.
We come back, maybe we
yeah.
can...
Just it is kidding. The funniest, man. all right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and our Sitting Hall is with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us every Wednesday.
Yep, yep.
And we're trying to get him out to the Commerce Casino next Thursday, a week from tomorrow. And he's 50-50.
Trying to get me to do radio more than one night a week.
50-50.
I'm old, Tim, and I'm a single father. I got stuff to do, man.
Get you out there, bring Arsenio Jr. in.
Okay, yeah. I'll be in family court Monday morning, you think, if I bring him to the Commerce Casino?
the kids enjoy themselves there.
And my son's a big drinker, and I can't take him in places.
That's
how
they build character. All right. But try to sign up for the Big Commerce Casino event. Go to our website, 971freefm.com, 971freefm.com, and click under contests, and you'll see our event there. You're going to be there next week, right? Andy, look at that, man. I know he doesn't like to talk about him on the air, but one of the big wigs at the LAPD, man. Jesus.
Now, is there a conflict when a officer is in a place like that?
No, I don't think so, right? Nah, they can do what they want. They just go down there and shake everybody down.
He can do what he wants, except talk right now. I'm my own man.
Yeah, but once they retire, like our friend Detective Rudy Alvarez, man, he doesn't do anything but talk as soon as they retire. All right, let's get your favorite joke, everybody. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. And the best joke so far, in our opinion here, David Lewis, Barbara, and Todd. You're still in the running for the two big prizes. Steve on the 405, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
All right, Steve. What do you got?
Hey, okay, there's a young kid, and he's got a report in school due it on fact and theory. And he comes up to his dad, and he asks for help on his report, and he goes, okay, I got some research for you to do. I want you to come up to your mom, and I want you to ask her if she would have sex with a strange man for $1 million. So he comes up to the mom, and he asks her, and she says, yeah, she would. Times are hard. And then he comes back to his dad and says that, and then he goes to his, tells him to go to your sister and ask the same question. She asks the same question to the sister, and she says yes also. Then he goes, ask it to your brother. He'd ask the brother the same question. You have sex with a strange man for $1 million? And he said, yeah, actually I would. So he comes back and he tells his dad all these things. And he goes, what does this have to do with the report? And he goes, I want you to write this down, son. All right. In theory, we could be millionaires tomorrow. But the fact is, we live with a couple of whores, and your brother's a homosexual.
Yeah.
There you go, guys.
Hey, dude, that's pretty good. Hold on
Thank
one second.
You. By the way, you that kid from Jamaica, I think, Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
He just broke Michael Johnson's record. Man, that kid is sick.
9.3 in the 100 meters.
That's crazy.
They say he only takes 41 steps in the 100 meters.
Yeah, he's like six, what? He's pretty
six,
tall.
6'6", 6'5"? 6'5", 6'6". But take 41 steps in 100 meters. Let me see. 41 steps in 100 meters, that's 2.5. 2.5 meters, which is 6, 7.5 feet. Almost 7.5 feet per step.
That's amazing.
Every step is like almost 8 feet.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Yeah.
But that's, I mean, but that is...
It just, you know, it sounds like, because that's longer than Kareem if you lay him on the ground, it sounds like a lot of distance.
It's a lot of distance. 8 feet.
Yeah.
Every step.
It's like a long jump every time you move.
Yeah. I mean, you couldn't jump 8 feet from a standstill.
Oh, it depends on what's going on. Put Halle Berry on the second floor of a building.
Right. All right. Your favorite jokes, everybody. Doug in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Timmy Conway, man.
Hey,
what's up,
man?
Guys?
Big stud.
Okay. Pizza guy goes to make a delivery. Beautiful woman opens the door. Older lady, but nice looking. She's got the negligee on and everything. He says, the pizza will be $15. She says, well, you know, I only have 10 on me. Maybe you could come in and we could work something out for the other 5. So the kid goes in, you know, sets the pizza down. She starts taking off the negligee. He starts taking off his clothes. And the woman notices that this guy, for a young man, is very well endowed. So the woman's getting kind of excited. I'm going to get a pizza for $10, and I'm going to have a good time. And, you know, it's going to work out really good. The kid reaches in his pants pocket and pulls out these big rubber washers, starts sliding them over his manhood. And the woman says, whoa, whoa. You don't have to do that. I can take all that. And he looks at her and says, not for $5, you won't.
Hey, that's pretty good, Doug.
Your audience is too talented, man. You've created a problem for yourself, Timmy.
That's funny, dude. Where'd you hear that joke?
I heard it years ago from a friend, and it works every time at parties or every, you know, I mean, some of the jokes I've heard tonight on the show are really good, and some, you know, they've been around for a long time.
Yeah,
but
that's a good one.
Nobody's ever heard it before.
Hold on one sec. We'll get your information. That's a decent joke, man.
It was.
For $5, you won. All right. Jimmy and Fontana, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, guy's telling a story about the first time he went skydiving solo. He tells his buddy, he says, yeah, he says the plane was full of 10 people. Everyone jumps off, no problem. He says when he gets to his turn, he says he didn't want to do it. He tells the jump master, I can't do it. So he says, so did you jump?
All right, dude, we can't use that term on the air, Bubba.
Oh, man.
I'd love to, but we can't. Steve in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
There is a bear and a rabbit in the middle of the woods, and the bear is making a doo-doo, and he turns to the rabbit and says, pardon me, do you have problems with poo sticking to your fur? And the rabbit says, well, no. So the bear wiped his backside with the rabbit.
Excellent.
So this Usain Bolt kid, he's from Jamaica,
right?
And he's awful fast.
9.3 meters.
Yeah, you know how long each step is?
Eight feet
or something.
Yeah,
you know, it's crazy.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah,
I like your delivery though. So we're gonna keep you on while people tell jokes.
Do you guys know where that's from?
his voice went up like Barry Gibb offended.
I mean, you know how hard it was for me to filter out all of the
fight him, brother, fight him for yours.
All right, Steve, get out of here. What's
fight
wrong
him
with
Steve
you? Troy in Rialto, you're on 97.1.
And
Troy,
hello, you talking about me?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm video.
Hey, dog, get closer to the phone, man.
Hello,
come yeah. close to the phone. Get back
yeah,
in the car.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ryan.
Oh, I got a bad connection. Sorry, wow. Dude. I like that guy, too, man. Yeah. Call us back.
Yeah.
James in San Pedro, you're on 97.1.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, what's up? Why do lowriders drive cars that are so low to the ground?
I don't know.
So they can drive and pick cabbage at the same time.
See, Arsenio doesn't like that kind of joke.
You could hardly get the whole word babu out.
Babu. All right, we're going to take a break here and come back with the rest of your jokes. So hold on. And so far we got David, Lewis, Barbara, Todd, Steve, and Doug with great jokes tonight,
and
man.
And one guy out front filing a protest. You know how long it took me to figure out how to say that without saying, up your ass, motherfucker.
That's a great act for a comedy club. A guy tells one joke and then yells at the audience for not getting it.
There's
you
a guy
mother
like,
effers.
There's a guy like that.
Is that
there
right?
is a guy like that. And God bless him.
Who is that?
You know, I don't know.
Michael Richards.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah. It is Michael Richards' act. I heard you wrote his act for it, Michael Richards.
I wrote some of the things. They just sounded different when me and Paul Mooney were practicing the jokes. You know, oh, nigga, please. I don't want the pie. I want the recipe. You ever seen Paul Mooney work?
Oh, I love Paul Mooney.
Amazing.
I used to watch him. I mean, he goes back a long time to the Comedy Store.
Absolutely. I mean, when I was a kid in college, I used to look at credits, and I would see that he wrote for Richard Pryor. You know the famous Richard Pryor joke where he talks about going to prison? You get justice, jest us.
Right.
He wrote that joke. I mean, he wrote classic Richard Pryor stuff. He's an amazing guy.
Yeah, I really like that dude. All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us every Wednesday, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Discos don't open to after dark, and it ain't till 12 till the party really starts. And I always had to be home by 10, right before the fun was about to begin. Crowds of people lined up inside and out, just one reason, to rock the house. But in the daytime, the streets were clear. You couldn't find a good freak anywhere, cause
the freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
The freaks come out.
The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
The freaks come out.
The freaks come out at night.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us, and awfully nice of him to come in and spend a night with us every single week. He doesn't have to. He has FU money. He's got more money than most people in show business.
You know what's a trip, Tim, is during the commercials, guys out there probably think we're sitting around saying, yo, and the chick, her areolas, man, she had big areolas and those dark nipples. That's not what we're talking about. We're literally talking about where to take our kids this weekend. That's what it's come to, man.
Yeah, there's a big show down in Anaheim at the Honda Center, and it's like a dinosaur show, right?
Yeah, it's Walking with Dinosaurs, the live experience. And I remember
like
a time when we would sit around and discuss, you know, how fine Naomi Campbell is. But these days, it's like a... I don't like the one out in that Chuck E. Cheese out there. It's dirty. I don't like that one.
I mean, don't get us wrong. I mean, we're not, you know, there are some commercial breaks where we talk about how crazy Paul Abdul is. It's not all about the dinosaurs.
Oh gosh.
You ever run into her anymore?
She came to borrow my straight jacket the other night. But
were,
I was
were
using
you with
it.
Her during the two step forwards, no steps back, or one step
you,
back?
You know what's interesting? I'm actually in the straight up video, so that kind of kind of identifies when my love was the strongest.
Oh, man.
I
that must
have
been
Paul.
Somebody back
look,
then.
Beast. Beast player, beast. But you know what? I'll always love Paula. Paula's a good girl. It's show business that has problems.
Ah.
Show business has damn near driven her crazy. It's show. I blame show business.
Yes. All right.
I love you, Paula.
Fred and Van Nuys, you got a joke for us, dude?
Yeah, I got a joke. How you guys doing?
All right, what do you got?
Hey, man.
All right, I know time's running short, so let's do it. Guy walks into the bar, right?
He's producing, too, by the way.
Appreciate it.
Guy walks into the bar, and the bartender's screaming at the waiter. He says, hey, jackass, you know, when you finish cleaning up that table, I need you to go over there and move these tables. And jackass, when you finish, meet me in the back, because I got more work for you to do. So the guy that's sitting at the bar says, hey, man, why does he call you jackass? And the guy says,
See, that's my kind of joke.
That's pretty good, dude.
And the fact that he could do a donkey, I'm with you, brother. I'm with you. Work that donkey noise.
Bruce in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
How you doing today, guys?
All right, what do you got?
All right. Well, I was sitting in a bar one day, and this big burly guy walks in, sits down at the bar. He looks in his shirt pocket, and he turns around and orders up a beer. He downs the beer. looked in his shirt pocket again.
Tom in Lake Forest, Sean 97.1. Tommy. I couldn't take it.
I love the audience. Right. I love them.
Brad and Whittier, you're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey.
I love when you say Babu. Anyway, there's a 95-year-old man. He gets hooked up with a hooker. He goes. They do their thing. 3 weeks later, he looks down. He's dripping. So he starts freaking out. He goes to the doctor, and doctor, look at this. Pulls down his pants, and the doctor looks at him and goes, have you had sex recently? As a matter of fact, doctor, 3 weeks ago today, is there any way you can get a...
All right.
You know what? I think he was really dirty at the end, so you would say Babu. I mean, he set it up in the beginning. He just called me to hear you say Babu.
Babu.
Joan in Los Angeles, 97.1.
Hi there.
Hi, Joan. Hey.
Okay, this lady was in her bedroom looking at herself in the mirror naked, and she looks at herself and she goes, oh, I'm so ugly and fat, I don't know what to do. And she turned around and she saw her husband, and she gave him the mean-looking eye, and she said, you better say something positive. He said, good vision, honey, good vision.
I like that, Joan.
All right, thank you, Joan.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, there
as a matter
she
fact,
goes, man.
Joan Rivers, you better look out, because yeah. There's a new Joan in town.
Joan's keeping it clean, too. I appreciate that.
Yeah, Joan.
David in Pasadena, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Arsenio. Hey, Tim. What's going on?
Hey.
First, I got to say, that limo driver was on way too long. Do you remember that from a couple nights ago?
It was a stretch limo.
Okay, this guy notices this guy choking in a restaurant, and they're trying to do everything to get him to get this thing unlodged out of his throat. So all of a sudden he calls over this other guy, his friend, and he's like, okay, honey, bend over, and he pulls his pants down. He starts licking it from behind, and the guy that's choking sees that, and he throws up the what was stuck in his throat, and the guy goes, damn, the Heimlich always works.
Oh, all right.
Oh. See, that joke actually... He used to tell that differently, and then Jay Leno told him to do the licking from behind part. And I think that took away from it.
Yeah, no, you got to do licking from behind. Do licking from behind.
Mike in Ventura, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, so a priest and a rabbi walking down the street, this little boy... I was by on his bicycle. He's about 10 years old. And the priest says, boy, I'd like to screw him. And the rabbi says, out of what?
Hey-o. All right. We have two winners here.
My manager is offended by that joke. My manager.
Is he Catholic or Jewish?
There's smoke coming out of the top of his head.
All right. We asked around Arsenio during the commercial break since we had nothing going on there. And Randy and Gina chimed in. And Steve is a big winner. Steve, how are you, sir?
Excellent.
All right. You're a big winner, dude. And since you won the second prize... We're going to give you a four-pack of tickets to the L.A. County Fair.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
And you get to go to the Honda Center and see that dinosaur show with Dane Cook.
And then the big winner is Doug, and you're on 97.1. How are you?
Good. Great, Jim.
All right, since you're the winner, can you tell the joke again?
Sure. Pizza guy goes to make a delivery. Older lady, nice looking, though, answers the door in a flimsy negligee, and... He tells her that'll be $15 for the pizza, and she says, well, you know, I've only got about $10, so maybe, you know, you could come in and we could work something out. And he says, sure. So he jumps and goes inside her place, and she starts, you know, getting undressed, and so does he. And the woman notices that the pizza boy is very well endowed, so she gets a little excited, and just then the delivery man starts reaching in his pants pocket and pulling out these rubber watchers and sliding them onto his manhood. And she says, whoa, you don't have to do that. I can take all that. And he says, no, not for $5, you won't.
All right, thanks, dude.
That's when you know a joke is good.
Yes.
The second time around, I'm laughing.
Yeah, pair of tickets to the NASCAR Nationwide Series Camping World 300, August 30th. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Our City Hall's with us. We're live on 97.1.
AMPCO transmissions plus a whole lot more.
All right, welcome. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And Arsenio Hall is with us. Don't forget Arsenio every single Wednesday. So tune in. And now joining us from the John and Jeff Show are John and Jeff. Nice to see you, fellas.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
What's up on the big show tonight, man?
Guy calls 911 because he wants to get a refund on his condoms.
Wow. Mm. Oh, Bobo. Used or new?
Well, he changed his mind, wanted to get his money back, and the clerk said no, and so the guy calls the police, 911.
That's the second story. Like, in a month, wasn't one guy ordering food? And,
yeah, with a sandwich.
Yeah.
What happened to the guy? They arrest him?
Find out after 11.
All right. Look at that,
now, that's
man.
A radio guy.
Yes.
That's called a tease, L.A.
All right. John and Jeff coming up immediately. Arsenio, thanks for coming by. You're a major stud.
Hey, man, I'll be listening tomorrow night with you and Jess.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yes. Jesse Jackson tomorrow, then Corolla and Frank on Friday. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 for FM. In 15 years, I'm going to be 60. And this is not going to be a happy 60. This is going to be a real rough 60.
A hard 60.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to see you at the mall at 60.
Oh, I won't know who you are at 60.
You'll be walking too fast. At that point, you'll be mall walking. You won't even be there for Panda
I'll
Express.
Be farting at it with every step, you know? Yeah. And pretending not to hear it. What?
Hey, Tim!
Hey, how you doing?